powder rooms with ocean views, sandy beaches, and impeccable service all at a bougie hotel sound. And the best part? Enjoying it for the nightly rate of $0 a night. Keep listening as we share how we made this happen. Welcome to Points Talk with the Travel Mom Squad. We are three moms who've discovered how to leverage credit card welcome offers to get hundreds of thousands of dollars of travel expenses for nearly free. We've used credit card points and miles to take vacations to places like Hawaii, Paris, Greece, Maldives, Japan, and so much more. And the best part? We each still have 800 plus credit scores. Imagine being able to take the vacation of your dreams for nearly free. It's totally possible, and we're here to show you how.
Hey, I'm Alex.
And I'm Pam, Alex's mom.
And I'm Jess. Let's talk points. In past episodes, we've talked about how we really wanted to visit the Waldorf Astoria Los Cabos Pedregal. Well, each of us was able to make that happen over the last few months. So today we are here to share what we each thought of the resort and all that good stuff. We're spilling the tea on the Waldorf Astoria Los Cabos. But first, let's cover how each of us got to Cabo. So Alex, why don't you kick us off with how you and Mitch got to Cabo from Salt Lake City?
Okay, so Salt Lake is a Delta hub, and I had looked at the flights on Delta. Because I wanted to fly, we could fly Southwest, and maybe that would have made more sense because we had a companion pass, but we weren't going for too terribly long, and I just wanted to do direct flights. This was our 15-year wedding anniversary, and I just really wanted it to be like just getting there quick and getting home quick. I didn't want to do the layover thing, and we usually always do layovers. So this was really nice to just have a direct flight. But when I looked on Delta, I am not kidding you when I say the two round trip flights were over 100,000 a piece round trip. So like 200 and something thousand points, which is bananas. And I would never pay that. And that's not always the norm. But for some reason, those dates were really, really expensive. And if anybody has searched for award flights on Delta, you know that it can really have drastic pricing from highs to lows. And so I was like, okay, well, we're not going to do that. So instead, I checked on Virgin Atlantic, and they found the exact same Delta flights for 23,000 points each round trip. So we paid 46,000 points total, which that's partly why I was like, okay, let's just fly direct. Because that is, after I saw that, I felt like I was getting the steal of the century after what Delta was charging. So that's how we booked it. I transferred points from my American Express membership rewards points to Virgin Atlantic. Virgin Atlantic is a transfer partner of all four major banks, so really easy to get points with them. Since I booked that, the price has gone up. It's not quite that cheap to book on Virgin Atlantic anymore. I'm not sure what the new price is. It's still, when I've looked recently, was still cheaper than Delta's. So if somebody is looking to, if they want to fly Delta somewhere and they're like, wow, this is a lot of points, because I have Delta miles too. Didn't have 200,000, but I have some Delta miles. I was like, I'm not going to use these. I am going to save a lot of points and we'll just do Virgin Atlantic. So that's a really good tip for anybody who likes flying Delta but doesn't want to pay their insane prices. You're not always going to find availability, but when it's there, it can potentially save you a lot of points.
So I never fly Delta, but I do have a decent stockpile of Delta miles because I have my Delta account linked with my Starbucks account. And for every dollar you spend at Starbucks, you get 1 mile with Delta. So how long do you think it's going to take? How much coffee am I going to have to drink able to fly to Cabo on Delta?
At the rate you're going, you drink a lot of coffee, Jess. You might be able to do this sooner than most people could.
I'm always up for a challenge.
We know of your love for Starbucks. Okay, so Jess, how did you book it?
I normally fly Southwest to Mexico. We are fortunate in Houston that there are nonstop flights on Southwest to Cabo and Cancun and a few other destinations in Mexico. And I have my companion pass, so that's why I normally fly Southwest, because I'm normally flying with someone else and they can fly free. this time when I went to the Waldorf, I was meeting a friend, my friend Tracy there. She was flying in from Seattle. So I was flying solo and I decided to treat myself to United because we live north of Houston. We are much closer to Bush Intercontinental Airport than we are to Hobby. And Hobby is the main airport that Southwest flies in and out of. So I was like, I'm going to treat myself and fly United and I can go to the airport that's like 10 minutes from my house. So, but I got a really good deal on United. My flight there was only 12,000 United miles and around $46 in taxes. Coming home, I had around $200 in United Travel Bank credits from my Amex Business Platinum. I have a few different cards that earn travel bank credits, my IHG card, my Hilton Aspire. So I had a decent chunk of United travel bank credits. My flight home, the flight itself was $191, but then the taxes were $115. So I used $191 of the travel funds to cover my flight. And then I just paid the $115 taxes on my United card. So all in all, pretty good deal, direct flights on United to and from Cabo. What about you, Pam? How, I'm assuming that you also flew United since we are United Hub buddies.
Yes, we are. It's nothing new here. I always fly when I go down to Mexico on United because from Denver, I can usually get a direct flight. There is nothing better than just having a direct 3-hour flight and you're there. And I guess that's because I fly a lot of international flights that this was like insane. I remember my daughter and granddaughter came with me on this trip. We called it a 3-generational trip. And I said, wow, this was amazing. I feel like we barely got on this flight and we were landing. And I even said to her, and this was shocking to her, so I said, I think I might be going to Cabo more often in the future. So, you know, I can still get the sun and the fun instead of going to Hawaii where I'm spending 7 hours and it's just, I'm exhausted. I thought this was pretty amazing. Now, I did a kind of crazy thing. When we checked in, they said, oh, Mrs. Orge, we see that we've got you here for 4 nights. And I go, no, I'm only here for 3 nights. They go, no, we've got you down for 4 nights. I was like shocked. So what I had done is I had booked 2 nights on my husband's account, 2 nights on mine. Somehow when I went in to check his account, only the first night was showing up, not the second night. And I thought I had booked 4, but when I would go in and check, it kept saying, no, I still have, you know, there was just showing his 1. So I had to kind of change quickly. And I thought, well, it could be worse. I could have gotten there and they said, hey, I was expecting 4. They said, you have 3. And I'm stuck, you know.
Or they could have said, we were expecting you last night.
That's happened before.
I was going to say, if you are a longtime listener of the podcast, this is not the first time that Pam has gone to check in at a hotel and there has been an issue with her dates being mixed up. So,
you guys, I don't know what I can say, but this was actually kind of pleasant because we just thought, okay, let's change our dates. And so I changed my dates. And at that point, I decided that I was going to just use points. It was going to be cheaper. And so I think it was 20K United miles to fly back, which is surprising. I know that I would actually use points, but it all's well that ends well. And this did end up just fine. So I just like to keep it real, you guys. I like to make everybody who's ever made a mistake not feel alone because I've done this for quite a while. I think I'm pretty adept at it, but I guess I'm not very adept at making sure that my nights are booked correctly. So I need to get better on that.
Okay, so let's talk about once we got there, how to the airport. How did we get to the resort? So Jess, you started off.
Yeah, so I actually went into our Facebook group, I think, and said, does anyone have a shuttle service in Cabo that they recommend? And a few different people recommended one, the same one. And so I just went with that one. It is, I think it's a shoot off of Happy Transfers from Cancun, but their website is just shuttle@cabo.com, and you can book it right there on the website. So I booked a private airport transfer through them. They picked us up at the airport and brought us to the Waldorf. And then on the day we left, they picked us up at the Waldorf and brought us back to the airport. So super
easy. So when you booked it, did it like book it all the way through for you? Like you booked and paid online?
Yes.
Okay. Then I didn't use the same one as you. And I thought I did because I asked you. But I used one called Cabo Transfers. And how you book that one is like you fill out a form, but it doesn't. And I was kind of confused at first because I didn't get anything saying I had confirmed that I had a shuttle service. But what they do is they send you an email from the driver, and the driver says, this is with all the information, this is how much it's going to cost. This is where I'm going to pick you up. And this is when I will picking you up from the hotel to bring you back to the resort. And then they just say, confirm with us if you got this. So we did. That's what I did. And I paid for it when we got there. Like I just used my credit card and paid. And they were really good. I liked them. Our driver that day, he was filling in for another guy that was sick. But he said his dad started the company and it's like a family-owned business there. And it was very prompt, very good service. Like we got there. We knew exactly where to go. They texted us a picture of where they were, like with the sign with my name on it. And then when it was time to pick us up from the hotel, they were there waiting for us. And it was just like the two of us in the private car. We paid $150 round trip, which I feel like is probably about standard for Cabo. I have found when I was looking for a private vehicle, if you wanted to share, that'll be cheaper. We just wanted to get to the hotel and not have any stops. But I have found that Cancun, it's usually cheaper in my experience. What about you, Mom?
Yeah, I agree. Cancun is usually cheaper. I think I did the same thing that Jess did. I was able to pay for it all. It all went through. I would say in the past, 90% of the time, I have always done a shared shuttle, and they are painful because you are waiting there until everybody else off their different flights shows up that's going to go on your shuttle. And I have now decided that I've done enough of that, and I want to get there and get the vacation started. So I am always going to do a private shuttle. You know, are greeted. You're greeted both ways. Or you know, it's not hard to do, but the time element is huge. You get to your resort much quicker if you do the private shuttle. So I am 100%, you know, all about that.
Yeah. And the hotel had also, I'm sure you guys got the same email asking if we wanted to arrange a ride with through them. And you can do that, but it's going to be a lot more expensive to book it directly through the hotel. At least the prices they gave me, I remember being like, whoa, I'm going to just go with Cabo Transfers and stay.
Yes. Coming back, we'd only booked going there. Well, we'd booked and then we just were going to maybe take a taxi. And then the concierge reached out to us and said, did we want her to book ours? And I asked her the price and she says, oh, it's, you know, a luxury vehicle. And the price was staggering. I says, no, I think we'll check this out. And I know we saved probably $40 to $60, and it was a luxury vehicle. So I felt really glad that we had just done it that way. So we're going to go on to how we booked the resort. Now, last year, there was a great deal offered by Hilton. I will preface this to say that Hilton is probably not our favorite hotel chain to use credit card points and miles. We've stayed at several, but they charge a lot for their hotels. And so you may get an offer that says, hey, you get 150,000 points if you sign up for this card as a welcome offer. And you may think that sounds incredible. But it's not that great because to stay at a good Hilton, you're going to use like 85K. Or more. And so it's never been our favorite. But last year there was this great offer.
Oh, I was just going to say that Hilton is like the hotel version of Delta for Delta miles.
Totally. Totally. Good analogy, yeah. Alex.
And also, yeah. Like we when we took advantage of these offers, you know, like you were saying, or like you were about to say maybe. And that's like just an example of like we were chasing the deal. And before, like I had never opened a Hilton card and I had been doing this for a long time. And this was the first Hilton card I've ever opened because I had a plan of how I was going to use those points. And so I think that's a key thing for Hilton is just having an idea of how you want to use the points so you can get more value out of them. Now that I've like stayed at them more and know kind of how their points work, I definitely see the value in them. But I totally agree with what you were saying. It's not like, you know, if you're thinking, oh, 100,000 points for Hyatt, that's going to go so far. And it will. But Hilton just has such a different award pricing that it's people get a little excited and then their dreams get dashed.
Exactly. So on this particular order, it was for a Hilton business card. And the interesting thing is it didn't have any lifetime language, or if it did, they still let you get one because I'd had one in the past. And I was still able to get one. The offer was for 150K Hilton Honors points and a free night certificate. And that free night certificate, the really nice thing is it could be used anywhere you could find standard availability, award availability. So that means at a Waldorf Astoria, at a Conrad, like we used in Bora Bora. And so we were getting that free night certificate plus the points. And then they also, if you spend 15K on the card, you will get another free night certificate. So that was just so important to our plan because we all knew what we wanted to do. We all wanted to stay at the Waldorf Astoria, Los Pedregals in Cabo. And so I knew that if I got the card, I could use my free night certificate. And then I was going to earn that free night certificate with 15K spend by paying estimated taxes. And I did the same thing for my husband. I knew that we would have four free nights. So not only did we end up with four free nights, we also end up with over 300,000 points that now I can use again. So it was really great. Again, you have to find standard room availability at 120K points a night is what usually costs at the Waldorf Astoria. And it's not easy. It's fairly hard to find that.
I was just going to say that I think you mentioned that it was the Hilton business card, but because it's an American Express business card, it also didn't count towards 524, which is another reason why this offer was a no-brainer for all three of us and all three of our player twos. So I pretty much think I applied for it the day it came out, or at least the week it came out. And then the next day I referred my husband for it because I was like, 150,000 points, free night certificate, and it doesn't count towards 524. That is a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
And if you're thinking like, oh man, like why are you telling us all about this great offer that we can't get? Well, if it comes back, we will let you know for sure and fingers crossed that it will because it was a really great offer. So yeah, we just stay tuned. And we'll keep you posted if we ever see this offer again.
And at the time, we were blasting it like all over our stories. I think we were like, we're all getting this offer. Jess is going to Bora Bora. We're all going to the Waldorf. And so also follow our stories because that is where we blast the really good offers that we are all taking advantage of.
Yes. And like I said, it's hard to find availability. And so Hilton has a flexible day calendar, and so you just select one day and you can view the whole month at a time, and it tends to open up about a month or two out. Now, we were really lucky because I don't think Alex and I had to do much searching because I think Jess noticed that there was availability, let us know, and we were all there booking. In fact, I booked for 4 days, and then Alex needed her babysitter, so I went there, I turned around, and I came and babysat so she and Mitch could go. And this is the best use of this type of a free night certificate is to use it for a really luxury stay. And that is the best thing about Hilton. I mean, if you're going to use those points for just a mediocre hotel, you're going to spend a lot of points. But if you can save those certificates or save those points for a really aspirational stay like the Waldorf Astoria, like Conrad Bora Bora or something, that's where you really, really get the best deal. So, Alex, tell us a little bit about how you and Mitch, what you guys did.
Yeah, so we actually did the exact same thing as you. We each got the card. I referred him to it. We spent $15,000 on it. And the thing with, I know that probably sounds like a lot of money, and it is, but you have the whole calendar year to do that, to spend the $15,000 to earn the free night certificate. And then you can do that every year. Like, that wasn't part of the sign up offer. That's just with that card. Every year that you spend $15,000 on it, you get that offer, or you get that free night. So the other thing is, when you're, you know, we have to meet the minimum spend to get the sign up bonus, that goes towards that $15,000. So it was just spending some extra on that card throughout the rest of the year after we opened the card. So it might sound like not doable, but when you consider that you have a lot of time to do it, it makes it a lot more manageable. So Jess, what about you? I know you did it a little different because you actually have another Hilton card.
Yeah, so I have the Hilton Aspire, and I had a free night certificate from that card. You get a free night every year on your card member anniversary. So I had one that was expiring pretty soon on that card, so I used that free night certificate. I used the free night certificate that we got with the welcome offer on the Hilton business card. And then I used I was only there for three nights. I used 120,000 Hilton points for the third night. So lots of different, two free nights from different cards and a points night combined all into one.
And there are a lot of Hilton cards. So there's a lot of different ways. That's what I feel like is really nice, is this isn't like, oh, we could only do this one time, we're never going to get the points again. It's possible to do it again.
Yeah, I absolutely plan to do it again. I figure that my husband and I will each earn the free night certificate this year. And we still have all of our points that we earned with this, with that offer. So I know we can at least go there next year for another four nights or so. And then, you know, always we can go for two nights because I'm going to always earn those free night certificates.
Okay, so let's switch gears and start actually talking about this great property. So Jess, why don't you tell us a little bit about the actual resort location and all of that?
Yeah, it's actually really cool and unique. It's sort of built into the mountain, into the side of the mountain. So there are lots of cliffs, really cool viewpoints from all around the resort. When you arrive, you actually drive through this really cool tunnel that goes through the mountain. And so it's a very interesting and unique way to arrive at a property. The lobby is open air. It's beautiful. They had a welcome drink waiting for us. We chose the margarita, but I'm assuming Alex and Pam chose the hibiscus water. Both looked amazing. So they've got an alcoholic or a non-alcoholic option. And then it's really cool because all of the rooms have amazing views with your own private plunge pool. I think every room has a private plunge pool because I was just in the I didn't really get much of an upgrade, and my room still had a private plunge pool. So I think no matter which room you get, you're kind of in luck with that. They also have residences at the hotel. So it's kind of a mix of just standard hotel rooms and residences. So definitely a really, really unique property. It was unlike any I've stayed at in Mexico before.
And like the architecture is just really interesting too, of how they were even able to build those, everything right on the cliffs. It's really, really unique.
All right, Pam, tell us about the pools.
We were kind of surprised that there weren't very many people at breakfast. And then we realized that there were so many people at these residences. And I think they had either breakfast brought to them or they had kitchens or something. I thought that was kind of interesting. But it is ultra bougie. And I remember just sitting there and thinking, these people paid, because I think, don't the rooms go for about $1,600 a night?
Yeah, that's the standard room.
That's just like the standard room. That's not these residences and these, you know, other rooms that we saw all over. And I just thought, this is so insane that the richest of the rich are staying at this place. And little old Pam is here and she didn't pay anything. She just learned how to use credit card points and miles. And it was pretty surreal. It was definitely a pinch me moment. They have several pools there. Now, we pretty much stayed at the adults only infinity pool that had a swim up bar. We did go down to, there's an area that has some chairs that weren't as comfortable. They weren't padded, and some umbrellas down on the beach. But they also have a family infinity pool and then a kid's shallow pool. And so there was just lots of choices of the pools. We didn't have any trouble getting a space. I thought the first day we might, because it didn't look like there was as many spaces as I thought. But then I realized that most of the residences had their own pools and their own loungers. And I think that's what makes it a little bit easier to get a chair. On our last day, we did, just before we went to go get breakfast, we went to put our stuff where we wanted to sit. And the pool guy told us that he could only save it for 45 minutes. Well, that was fine because we weren't going to eat, you know, for longer than that. But that's the only, you know, we didn't have any trouble. And it was in a beautiful location for the pools because you look out over the ocean and you see whales breaching or floating along, blowing their through their spouts. Is that what they are? The whale spouts?
Blowhole.
Anyway, the whale hole. Okay.
Blowhole.
Okay. Anyway, it was incredible. You know, you didn't even have to go on a tour to go whale watching because we saw so many whales. So, Alex, tell us about the restaurants, because you actually went to more of the restaurants than I did.
Yeah. So the main restaurant is Don Manuel's, and that's where they have breakfast. If you have Hilton Gold or Diamond status, which if you have like the Hilton business card, which we have the Hilton Surpass, you'll have gold status automatically. If you have the Hilton Aspire, you will have Hilton Diamond status. So either one of those statuses, you get a continental breakfast. You ordered that one day, didn't you, Mom?
I did. I ordered it the first day, and it was quite good because it included really good yogurt, some granola. They brought in like three pastries and then a little plate of fruit, and I think I could have a juice. And so
And they brought that out to you on a tray, right? Like to your table.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's if you don't want to spend any additional money on your breakfast. What we did is we upgraded to the buffet every morning, and that was $20 extra per person. I'm not exactly sure the like standard price for the buffet. I want to say it's maybe 45-ish, somewhere around there. So, you know, you get a pretty decent savings. You get more than half off by having status. The buffet, I thought it was really good. It has lots of fruit options, pastries. They had a smoothie bar where you could like, you know, make your own smoothie or they make it for you, but you choose what you want from a variety of ingredients. They have like little tacos and or little quesadillas. They have like this salmon station. I always walk right past that one. That is not my thing. Different, like a variety of things. The best part, though, where I think it was well worth the upgrade was for the egg station. So made to order eggs. So you could get omelets. They'd have a special of the day. I got huevos rancheros a couple times, so they can make you kind of whatever kind of egg you want is what it sounded like. And so I thought the breakfast there was really good.
My biggest gripe for this property is just, A, how expensive it is in general, the extras. Obviously, we don't pay anything for their room. I'm not paying $1,600 to stay there. But like for I was crabby because I have diamond status with Hilton because I have the Aspire card. So I am like top tier Hilton status. They charged me. It's actually must have gone up because when I was there, it was 15 a person. So they must have raised it to 20 in the new year. I was there in October and a lot. Okay. I know y'all cannot relate to this, but I'm a coffee drinker. I like a specialty coffee. Like I'm not a big like black coffee. I want like a latte or a macchiato. Like, so I'm spoiled by Hyatt Globalist because I can go to any of these hotels, order whatever I want, and it's comped. So I go here. I have to pay $15 to upgrade because like I need more than just yogurt and fruit. So I paid the $15 to upgrade, which I do think is worth it.
My latte was $12. $12 for a latte. So me and Tracy both upgraded to the buffet, and I got a latte. And with like the service charges and all the added fees, it was $55 every morning. $55.
Well, for us to have like eggs
and a latte.
Ours was $56 and we didn't get lattes because they've, you know, bumped up the price.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It would be even more now. I mean, I'm guessing it's going to be $65 or more. So I was peeved by having to pay that as a top. I mean, to me, if you have diamond status, you're not paying $12 for a latte. So that's my biggest gripe. Amazing property, but that is my biggest gripe with it was how Hilton, and Hilton is just that way about their breakfast benefit. They are just not as liberal with giving out the breakfast funds as Hyatt is.
So we also ate dinner at Don Manuel's, and that was really good too. We both went and we both got fish there, my husband and I. And then, yeah, that was like probably actually our favorite dinner that we, the food there was really good.
Yeah, we had dinner there also our first night, the night we arrived, and it was really, really good.
Okay, another option. Oh, and Don Manuel's, I forgot to mention, it is right by the main pool. So like we'd literally eat breakfast, walk over like 15 steps and go sit in our beach, in our chairs by the pool. So really nice place. The next thing that we ate, there is a beach club that is open for lunch and then till 6. So if you want a more casual dinner, something a little cheaper, that is a really good option. We ate here our last night and I got tacos, fish tacos, and Mitch got some type of sandwich, and it was really good. And it was definitely cheaper than some of the other options. So if you want like a more casual type thing, just eat an early dinner. We were actually the only people there. And I was like, are they still open? Like this is feels really weird. But and we went at like 5:15. So we had plenty of time, but it was really nice. We just sat outside by ourselves pretty much and watched the sunset. So it was great. Another option for dining is El Farallon. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but if you want to go here, you're going to want to make reservations well in advance. When I was there, they were booking out like 3 weeks. So you will not be able, if you're like, we're headed there next week and you're going to book it when you get there or make your reservation, like it's probably not going to happen. I booked my reservations like 2 or 3 months in advance.
And try to get it at sunset. So try to make your reservation around sunset.
Yeah. So it is an amazing location. So it's at the end of the property. The restaurant is in the cliffside. So you're literally like tucked into the cliffs. The kitchen is in the cliffs, like all of it. It's really amazing. You're sitting there. The rocks are right below you. The waves are crashing on the rocks. When Jess was there, didn't you say people, it was like the adult, like Shamu splash zone or whatever?
Yeah, we had a table. I think we were there in October, which I guess I know is hurricane season. Typically, the Cabo side of Mexico doesn't get it as bad as the Cancun side, which is why we went to Cabo. But the waves when I was there were nuts. And the people sitting next to us, so we had a table right by the cliff side, and the people sitting next to us got full on soaked. Like the water came up full on soaked. And they're obviously prepared for the situation because they came out with like those squeegee things to like, and they had towels that they came out with. So obviously this is a pretty regular occurrence, but it's expensive. Like the food is expensive. And I was like, man, I hope they give those people like another meal and they don't have to pay twice for their sopping wet food.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So this is my thing. Like you go for the views and for the experience. I don't like, this isn't like, oh, we're just going out to dinner. Like you're going for the experience is how I felt. When we were there, there was a double rainbow. There were boats out there, like taking people on cruises. There were whales breaching, and it was pretty unreal, the whole setting there. So that was like the highlight of it. The service, incredible. Like we'll get to that later, but the service just everywhere at this resort is next level. like Jess said, it is expensive. We got the cheapest things on the menu. And also, that's just what I wanted. But it was $96. And that included appetizer, your main course, your sides, and dessert. So it includes everything, which is nice. But yeah, it's pricey. So it's, you're paying for the experience. And I will say, like, I thought my food was good. Like, I liked my food. But I thought my fish, I actually liked my fish more at Don Manuel's. And that is significantly cheaper. But I still am glad that we went, because I think the whole experience is just something like, you can't go have dinner at a cliffside restaurant in Cabo with whales breaching and double rainbows and all of that any old place. So I think it was worth going, and I'm glad that we did, especially with it being our 15-year wedding anniversary. It felt like, you know, we got this hotel stay for free. Our flights were next to free, so we can splurge on treating ourselves to a fancy dinner for our anniversary. Okay, so now this is where this resort just really shines, was their service and just the extra touches that kind of take it to the next level. So like, my husband and I the whole time were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they remember this, or this is just amazing. A lot of times before you go to a nice hotel, they will send you an email. They'll just kind of ask you more information about your stay, if there's any activities you want to do, if you're celebrating anything. So in this scenario, they asked us if we were celebrating anything and if we had any dietary restrictions. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to tell them we don't drink alcohol, because I get tired of going in hotel rooms and them having like and welcome alcohol for us. And I'm always like, oh, I would have liked if they brought us something I could actually use. Or I was like, yeah, I'm just going to let them know we don't drink alcohol. And that was the only time I told them that. Never told them that again. And we got there. They had our hibiscus water waiting for us. They didn't even ask us if we wanted the alcohol. At every restaurant, they would take like the wine glasses off or whatever. They'd take the drink menu or be like, we have some mocktails. Oh, I know you guys don't drink. Like, here's this. When we went to El Farallon restaurant, they have like a waiting area. I forget what it's called, like the champagne something, where you can just sit while they're getting your table ready and they will bring you drinks. And they just were like, oh, wait, like, would you like a mocktail or would you like some water? Like, we never, it was just kind of amazing that literally at every restaurant, they knew that we didn't drink. And it was like, that's really good service to remember that. So the other thing was, as I said, we were there for our anniversary. Once again, the only time I had let them know that we were there for our anniversary was in the welcome email that I sent them. And then at Don Manuel's, the first night, or our first dinner, they brought us out a cake that said happy anniversary on it. And then again at the other restaurant, they brought us out a dessert that said happy anniversary. The servers, the hostess, everybody was like, thank you so much for spending your anniversary with us. And oh, happy anniversary. And like, what's your secret to 15 years? Like, it was just really crazy how many people, I know they must like put it in the notes, you know, like it's not like they're all just remembering this, but I was just like, wow, everybody's wishing us happy anniversary. And I put it in an email, like they really pay attention to the email you send them back.
After you told me about all this, I was like, man, I should have said Tracy and I were celebrating our anniversary.
Friends anniversary.
Spoiled.
Friends anniversary.
Well, you know,
they don't have to know.
No. Hey, you know, Alex, there was another couple that was by us at the pool, and I heard their pool guy just go on and on about their anniversary too. So I think, in fact, he says, oh, and today's your anniversary. And I was like, whoa. I mean, that is the thing. Their attention to detail, I don't think I've ever seen that anywhere. It's amazing.
Yeah. So they also brought us on our second day there. They delivered these little candles to our room, one for each of us, with like these cute white and blue candles with a little ribbon on it and a nice card. And my husband and I both thought that was nice, because a lot of times you'll get to your room and it's just already waiting for you. And it kind of felt like them coming later was like, yeah, it would have been easier for us if we just plopped this in your room. But we just remember those little things and want you to know on your later on in your stay that we're still thinking of you. And anyways, I thought that was really nice. And just like the overall attentiveness was unlike anything I've had at another hotel. And what I really liked as well is a lot of times when you go to hotels and you're sitting there by the pool, there's always usually good service and they're asking you if you need something, if you want a drink, if you need more of something. They didn't do that here. And I actually loved it. So like if you didn't, they didn't really come and ask you things. They would refill our water. So they bring you like these little, I don't know, kind of look like a little purse, little holder, like a little bucket full of water bottles. And they'll bring you those and they'll move your umbrella if they notice that like the sun's getting on you and you chose an umbrella. See, they are proactively doing things, but they weren't coming up to me every 15 minutes saying, would you like a drink or can I get you anything? And I don't like that. Like, I just want people to kind of leave me alone. And then if I need something, I'll let you know. And that's kind of how they were. But as soon as we needed something and asked for their attention, they were there, like getting us whatever we needed. So the service, I just loved it. It was like the best. What did you think, Mom?
I did too. They were amazing. I mean, one of the things that I thought was crazy is every time we would go somewhere, they would know our names. Like, you know, when we go for breakfast, oh, hi, Miss Pam, how are you today? And yet, then they'd seat us. And then the person who was going to take our order would say, oh, Miss Pam, welcome this morning. Sometimes he'd say it to my daughter, thinking she was Miss Pam, but they were always addressing us. So they might have got us, you know, since there were two females that were adults there, get a little mixed up, but they always remembered our names. And I was just like, this is crazy how
y'all must have told them that you were with Travel Mom Squad, because I didn't get this kind of service. I made a mistake.
Seriously. Yeah, no, we didn't. They had no clue that we were Travel Mom Squad.
They must have just seen me and thought like, oh, her. We're not gonna wait on her.
But we know she's miffed about her lattes already. We're avoiding
her. I can tell she's mad about that $12 latte.
Exactly. So they really had some special touches. One of the things that Alex, okay, you told them that you didn't drink alcohol, but did you have a decanter in your room?
Yeah, I did. And he said, you might just want to take the decanter home as a souvenir, is what he had. The guy told us.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So that's, you know that there is tequila in there, because I could just see me taking the decanter home as a souvenir and not realizing that there was tequila in there.
And you
there
got to TSA protection.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So that was, you know, whether you drink alcohol or not, that was a really nice touch. I thought that they had a beach bag that you could use that was in the room. That was a nice touch. One of my things that I loved is that there were binoculars in the room. So you could just go out on your terrace and look for the whales. And I saw people that took the binoculars down to the pool, and I thought that was brilliant. I wish I'd brought them down to the pool, because that's where I saw them the most. And then I like trees.
You do?
A lot. And my favorite, yeah, I do. My favorite thing that they did was we were leaving, and they came out with two sugar cookies in the shape of turtles. And they were wrapped up, so cute. And I just thought this, and that was for each of us. And I just thought this, you guys have won me over. It's all you had to do. You didn't have to do all the other, you know, multitude of things you did. But you gave me cookies as I left, and I was won over. So, yeah, I was very impressed. So, Jess, it doesn't end. Jess is going to tell about some other things, even more things that make the Waldorf Astoria so special.
Speaking of treats and snacks, my favorite personal touch at the Waldorf was the daily chips and guac that they delivered to your room between 4 and 6. And they ask you when you check in, what time do you want us to deliver the chips and guac to your room? They will also include, and these are complimentary, they will include 2 beers, or I think Alex got lemonade. I think lemonade is an option. I think pretty much any soda or juice would be an option, also complimentary. I went the other direction and said, would it be possible to have I'm not a beer drinker. I said, would it be possible to have margaritas delivered instead of beer? And they said, yes, for a $10 charge. And so I said, fine. If I'm paying $12 for my latte, I'll pay $10 for a margarita. So For $10 a person, they delivered 2 margaritas and chips and guac to our room every day between 4 and 6. And it was heavenly to be able to sit in the plunge pool and sip on our margaritas and eat our chips and guac. And so that was by far, like, I will return to this hotel for the chips and guac delivery to my room.
It was such good chips and guac. And then I know you're going to talk about the drinks in the fridge. But they had Diet Coke, and this was my favorite thing that they did. They had ice in the room all the time.
Yeah, they refilled.
And I want my Coke on the rocks. And so they just did brownie points all around for me.
So they had the complimentary drinks in the fridge, and also they refilled the ice bucket every day, which was really nice. Like Pam and Alex said, they do have the bottle of tequila in the room. We pulled a little sneakiness and we brought the bottle of tequila to the pool with us. And instead of paying like $20 for a cocktail, we just ordered a pineapple juice and then we took out our bottle of tequila and just poured it in. So that is how we saved money at the Waldorf.
You're like, this is how I'm getting you back for that $12 latte.
They will also, so we didn't finish the entire bottle of tequila, but I wanted to bring it home, and so they like emptied it out, washed it out for me, and then wrapped it up in bubble wrap for me to take home. And so I thought that was a really nice touch. Also, they bring around snacks when you're at the pool. They might bring around a drink, a special drink that they made, or a popsicle or ceviche or like a little snack. So I always like that when I'm just lounging by the pool and can get a little treat. The robe was one of the most comfortable robes I've ever worn. And
Jess has worn like every robe that of any hotel she's been into. She's a robe girl.
One of my favorite things to do is like go to a bougie hotel or resort, take a shower, put on my robe and like sit on my balcony. That is just my idea of living my best life. So when the robe is really comfortable, I notice it. I was tempted. I really wanted to say, I want to bring one home, but I knew they were going to tell me it was like $400. So I did not even ask, but it was very comfortable. All right, Pam, what about some activities that you, or that all of us did, but you start us off with some of the your favorite Cabo activities?
Well, I actually didn't do this, but my daughter and my granddaughter did. The fitness center is huge. It's really, really nice. They have yoga classes in there. Just, it's very big, tons of different machines, free weights. And they, every day, would go down there and work out. I probably would have gone with them, but I was trying to save on room because I was carry-on only, of course, and I forgot to bring tennis shoes. I didn't want to go down there in my flip-flops or I didn't think anybody was going to let me do that. So, but they loved it. They thought it was a great fitness center. What about you, Jess? What did you do that you really enjoyed?
We took a cocktail class with Sebastian organized through the hotel. People are going to think that I am a drunk after listening to this episode.
Well, you got to make up for it. We got to make up for the girls that
so
don't drink.
The concierge actually recommended the cocktail class. And I was like, that sounds fun. And it was a blast. I tried and Tracy and I ended up being the only two people in the class. It was pricey. It was $125 a person, but you get all, you know, you get to sample. I think we had 4 drinks each. So when you factor in how pricey the drinks are, it's not that expensive. And it was really cool because we got to make our own drinks, like go behind the bar, choose the kind of flavors that we wanted in our drinks and make them. The bartender who led its name is Sebastian, and he was amazing. I made a video of him and sent it to Pam because I was asking him, can you do this as a mocktail class? I have friends coming here. Can you lead them in a mocktail class? And he was like, sure. Tell Pamela to come find me. So
that's right. I totally forgot where he was from. I should have gone and checked
him out. So yeah. I highly, highly, highly recommend the cocktail class with Sebastian. It was a ton of fun.
Well, one of the things that we did, even though we saw tons of whales off by the pools and off of our terrace, is every time I go to Cabo, I have got to go get up close and personal with the whales. I find them so fascinating. And so my favorite place to go with there is a group called Cabo Trek. I think we paid about $100 a person They take you out for 3 hours. They get quite close to them. You see them breach. You see them, you know, just kind of floating around. January is an incredible month to go for the whale watching. They've just given birth, so you see the babies and the moms. And it's just, it's one of my favorite activities to do. The last time I went twice. I loved it so much. This time we stuck to just one time, but it was, you know, I highly recommend Cabo Trek if you want to go do some whale watching. And then Alex, you did a couple, you did something that I know I didn't do. I don't know if Jess did it.
I don't know if we can say that I did this. We stumbled upon it. So we heard people talking about like baby turtles being released while we were at breakfast. And so we're like, I wonder where that is. So then a little bit later, we saw a group, like a crowd of people down at the beach. We're like, that must be baby turtles being released. So we went down there, we caught the tail end of it, and we saw like the last 4 or 5 baby turtles, you know, crawling their way from this beach to the ocean. And it was so cute. Like a couple of them struggled a bit to get down there because they'd get down to the water's edge and then the wave would push, like would knock them and push them back up. And then the water comes back down and the turtle's actually higher than it was before because it doesn't get deep enough for it to get pulled out to sea. So it was really cute, but sad at times. You're like, oh, little turtle. And then once they'd get out there, everybody would cheer for the little turtles every time that they made it out to sea. It was really cute. I wish I could have seen like more of them, but that's not something that happens all the time. I think it's a pretty seasonal thing. Another thing you can do that we did, and I know you did this too, Mom, is you can walk into the town, and that is like, it's not far at all. So you just walk through the little tunnel that you drive into, you walk down to that. It's a gated hotel. So you just, the person manning the gate, you let them know your name and your room number. They'll open the gates for you. You can walk down to the marina and check out some shops down there. There's other restaurants. You can go into the town and see some other things. We didn't stay for too long. It was kind of like, okay, this was good. Like, we just kind of wanted to get out and see what was down there and go on a walk. And then we just walked back. But then once you get back, they'll once again ask you for your name. They remembered, like, we weren't gone long. They're like, oh, welcome back. And then, can you give me your name and room number again? And then they had a tray with a water bottle for each of us and then cold towels to like wipe our hands off. And then we just walked back in. They also will take you on a golf cart to the gate and back if you'd like that. But that was just another thing. I was like, oh, this is so nice. They have water and towels waiting for us. So I like those little bougie extra things they do.
Also, because it was so close to walk into town, we were able to walk over to Cabo Trek for the whale watching. We also, across from there is a restaurant that I recommend called The Outpost. Has the most amazing burrata and just really good food. We really liked that. And then we went out, we took a taxi and went to this restaurant that was up in the hills. Luckily, they told us that you're going to go on these dirt roads. I would have gotten a little bit nervous. But it's called El Chirote. Gorgeous views of Cabo as the sun goes down. Excellent food. It was fabulous. I highly recommend it. It's farm to table, and it was just really, really good. So it was a great stay for all of us at the Waldorf Astoria. I would say that it's safe to say that we all loved it. And thanks to Points and Miles, we had that option to return again. If you'd like to learn more about traveling on points, make sure to check out our free masterclass, How to Get Your Next Vacation for Nearly Free. We've linked it in the show notes.
Thanks so much for listening to Points Talk with the Travel Mom Squad. Make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button from wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. Want to start jet setting even faster? Follow the links in the show notes to learn about everything we discussed in today's episode. And to stay connected and follow along, follow us on Instagram at Travel Mom Squad. We can't wait to see where in the world Points and Miles take you.